Hey, I'm really excited to get the chance to come up here and talk. I was real sick on Monday, and I was really, really like looking forward to teaching tonight. And I was just like, man, I hope I can do it. And so I'm here, and I'm excited. And what we're talking about is something so unique. It's something that can so radically change our lives. But a lot of times, we don't know how to do it. Right, so as me and Ryan began to discuss what we wanted to do this fall with you guys, man, we decided to break these things up. Man, we want to talk about basic training. Pretty much is what are things that we want you guys to understand? What are something that when we were in your guys' shoes that I wish somebody would have taught us? And last week we talked about how to study your Bible and what is the Bible. And today we're talking about this thing called prayer. Now, when I was a little kid, I prayed kind of weird, right? I always had like this one prayer I'd go to each and every day. Like right before I went to sleep, I'd like get down on my bed, I'd put my hands like this, and I would say this. And I promise you, I said this from like the time I could speak to the time I was like 17. This was my prayer. I would say, "Dear Jesus, thank you for today. Lord, I pray that it doesn't rain, storm, don't let there be a hurricane or a tornado. Don't let there be a fire. Don't let us get robbed. And Lord, I really pray just school would be great tomorrow." And that was my prayer for like 10 years of my life. I promise you, you can ask my mom, she can vouch for me. But it's because I really didn't understand what prayer was. I really didn't understand all that it consisted of. And so I wanted us to kind of be in this little area like this tonight because I don't want any distractions to be around us. Right, I know a lot of times with tables or with papers, we can get distracted easily, right, boys? We get distracted real easy. We get distracted real easy if we don't pay attention. And so here's what I want us to do is, man, we're talking about something that's so incredibly cool, but at the same time can be confusing to a lot of us. And it's about prayer. And so let me ask you guys a question, and this is something that I once dealt with, is why do we pray? If God knows everything that we're going to do before we do it, and God knows everything we're going to say before we say it, and he knows everything that's going to happen, that has happened, ever will happen, then why do we as people pray? Why do we take time out of our day to pray? If God knows what we're going to say before we say it, then why do I need to talk to him? And for a long time, I battled with that question. Maybe some of you guys battled with that same thing. It says, man, God, if you know everything I'm going to say, you know everything I'm going to do, then why do I pray? Well, it's simply this. God commands us to. God wants to have a personal relationship with each one of us, right? You guys have friends. Raise your hand if you have a friend. If you don't have your friend, you can raise your hand because I'll be your friend. Yay! Right? Now, you guys didn't just become friends off the bat, right? You weren't like, you know, boom, you were born, boom, he was born, and boom, y'all were friends. No, there's a process, unless you're like all related to each other, like the Beckers and the Rice and the Clarks, then yeah, it has to happen. But there's a process that has to happen, right? When you become friends with somebody, there's this thing that happens, right? We use our words, and what is that called? Talking. Oh, you girls are so smart, right? And so we have to talk to somebody else. So if you want to get to know somebody, you first have to talk to them. And that's exactly what prayer is. We can dress up prayer as a big thing, but man, prayer is simply talking to a God who loves you. Prayer is simply talking to a God who loves you. So I'm going to, is it cool if I sit here? Because I want to look you guys in the eye, and I want to watch everyone. So prayer is simply this, is a relationship that we have and able to talk with Jesus. And so why do we pray? We talked about this earlier. Why do we pray? Because God desires it. God commands it from us, right? So the second question we ask ourselves, say, I understand why we pray. We pray because God desires a relationship. God commands us to, right? Second one is this, is, okay, I get that. I understand why we pray. But then who do I pray for? Or what do I pray for? Right, I share a story. When I was a little kid, I would pray for the same thing each and every day, right? I didn't really know what to pray for. I just said a bunch of words, and I thought it sounded good. So I figured, hey, that's my prayer. So who do I pray for? And I began to read and I began to study as I got older. I said, man, you know what? God wants me to do something so crazy. God wants me to pray for people. People I don't know, people I know, people who don't like me. Right? When I was a little kid, I was kind of heftier than I am now. Like I was a big boy. I mean, I was a big boy. And I would get made fun of all the time at school. And my mom would be like, Timmy, you gotta pray for them. I'm like, Mom, I'm not praying for somebody who makes fun of me. But God said this after the Sermon on the Mount. He's up there. He says, hey, you got to love your enemies. You have to pray for them. So it's kind of hard for us to understand. It's God, why would I pray for somebody who doesn't like me or who's totally against me? It was simply this, is that, man, you say, and this is what I used to do. I said, God, I don't know what's going on in their life, but Lord, I know that they're missing something and they're taking their anger out on me. Lord, I just want to pray for them specifically. Lord, that you would fill them with everything that you need to so that they would understand what it truly meant. And so we say, man, we pray for that. Then what do we specifically pray for? You know, I mean, if someone's hurting, what do I do? What am I supposed to pray for them? How am I supposed to do all that? It's interesting to think about this is we sit, we can have a normal conversation with the person sitting next to you. But when it comes to prayer, we all kind of get locked up and we get nervous. Like, great example is my first ever staff forum meeting here. I sat at the table with like all like Dr. Fleming and all them. And I was like 20 years old. And I was like so nervous. And they asked me to pray for the table. And so we'd go around the table and they're like using big words and real big strong words. And I have no idea what any of those are. And so I began to like repeat in my head slowly about what I'm going to say, because I don't want to be a fool of myself. So we get around all the way to the table, and it got to my turn, and I said, Lord, we thank you for today. And I don't remember anything else I said. I just went on and on and on for like 10 minutes. It felt like an eternity. And when I said amen, everybody kind of looked at me awkwardly because I had no idea what I was doing. But I realized this is I really didn't know how to pray. So I understand, okay, God, you want me to pray because you command us. You desire it from us, right? Second one is this, is God, I know who I need to pray for. I need to pray for other people. I need to pray for myself, my family, my future. Pray for things I need help with. And the last one is the most important one. So we're going to spend the rest of our time, this next 10 to 15 minutes, really want you guys to hone in on this, really dive in it, is how. How do we pray? Everybody talks differently, right? I'm probably the weirdest talker in here. I say words that don't even exist in the English dictionary. Right? But we all have unique ways of talking. And so prayer is a cool thing. So here's how a prayer would simply go. About 6 months ago, I'm going to be real honest with you guys, about 6 months ago, my family had to go through something that no family should ever have to go through. Right? And I was angry. I was angry. And I was upset. And I just began to talk to God like this. I said, God, sometimes I don't know why you do things. Sometimes I don't understand why my family has to go through this. But I know you have a better plan. Lord, I don't know what it is now, but in time I will. And so, Lord, I trust in the fact that your plan is greater than my plan and that you're going to protect our family through all this. And I said, amen, and that was it. Was that complicated? No, it was my heart. It's exactly what I knew. Exactly what I would tell somebody on the phone. It's exactly what I would told God at that moment. I said, hey, God, look, here's what's going on. I don't understand it. I don't know why. But I know you have a plan. And it was so simple. It was like waking up and talking on the phone. It was all because God desires relationship, and I desire a relationship with the Father. And so we look at this as man, how do we pray? So let's say, Timmy, man, that's cool, but what does the Bible say? So here's exactly what the Bible says about this. In Matthew chapter 6, this is where we're going to be, verse 5. This is Jesus speaking. It says, when you pray, you must not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and in the street corners, that they may be seen by others. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. Verse 6. But when you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. When you pray, do not heap up empty phrases as the Gentiles do, for they think they will be heard with their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. Now, that last part is a very unique thing. It says, the Father knows what you need before you ask him. And there's a big word that we like to use called interceding, right? Romans 8:26 says, in the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know what we should pray for, but the Spirit himself, the Holy Spirit living inside of us, intercedes for us and goes to the Father. So it's simply this. Intercession is simply this. Is if I were to say something, like if I wanted to talk to Jeff Skipper, all right, I would say something, but I knew Jeff wasn't here, but I would be able to talk to Ryan, be like, hey, Ryan, here's the deal, and I'd lay it all out for him, right? And then Ryan would go to Jeff and say, hey, Jeff, here's the deal. This is what Timmy just told me. And he'd go, do. So Ron would go on my behalf to Jeff and say, man, here's what Timmy said. And that's exactly what the Holy Spirit does inside of us. When the Holy Spirit lives and dwells inside of us, he intercedes, which means he goes on our behalf to the Father. And the unique thing says this, is that we may not know what to say, but the Holy Spirit does. That simply means this, is that our heart, what we feel, what we really think, is truly going to be shown through the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit intercedes for us. We got what interceding means? Better do this. Everybody's awake? Cool. So we got that. And so this next part says, verse 9 says, when you pray, then pray like this. We've all heard this. It says, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive those who have debts among us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Now, we have all heard this prayer 1,000 times. Right? Every Sunday at lunch, man, we would say this in my house. After every football practice, baseball practice, we would say this. And a lot of times, it becomes routine. But as I really looked at what those words meant, it really lays out how we should pray. And it's simply this, is that first section says, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Now, that's a big word. It means this. It means God in heaven, Father in heaven, your name is great. Your name is holy. You are worthy to be praised. Right. The second one goes like this. It says, your kingdom come and your will be done. It simply means this. It says, we wait for the Lord. God's got great things, God. We want your plan, not ours. God, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. God's got a great plan for us. And so we wait patiently for that. The second one says, give us this day our daily bread. God, provide for us. God, give me nothing more. Give me nothing less. Give me what I need. God is our great provider. They use this bread comparison because back in the Old Testament with the Israelites, they had manna, and God gave them manna each and every morning. If they took anything more than what they needed, it would spoil and go bad, and the next day it'd be gone. So we realize this is to say, God, you're the ultimate provider. God, provide for my needs. Provide what I need. Forgive us our debts. And this is the hardest one. Lord, forgive me, but God, also forgive those who've done wrong to me. And the last one is so cool. It says, lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. Simply means, God, lead me with wisdom. Give me what to say. So we read here, it says, our Father in heaven, God, you are worthy. God, you are holy. There's no other name like you. God, your kingdom come. God, we rest. We hope for your plan. God, let your will be done, not mine. God, give us this day. God, provide for what I need. God, give me the things that I need, nothing more, nothing less. God, forgive me as I forgive those who've done wrong. And lastly, God, lead me in every way that you have. So 1 Thessalonians says this. It says, pray continually. Now, when I first read this when I was your age, I was like, man, what does it mean to pray continually? Do I really have to sit there and close my eyes every day, every second of every day, and just say, Lord, amen. You know, we don't do that. Pray continually if it means this. You can be sitting in class. You can be sitting just like you are right now. You can be seeing someone up sitting in the front row, or you can see a teacher somewhere, somebody struggling, and say, man, Lord, I really don't know what's going on in their life, but I just want to pray for them. So, Lord, I just pray that you would help Susie out. Amen. Let me give you guys a cool secret. Did you guys know you don't have to pray with your eyes closed? Yeah, right? Literally, every time I fly in a plane, I'm praying for, like, the whole flight. My eyes are open, my hands are clenched on the seat, but I'm sitting there praying, Lord, get us there safely. We're praying continually means praying without ceasing, which means don't stop. Each and every day, man, you get on the basketball court, man, you pray before that. You get off saying, man, God, thank you for keeping me safe. Girls, you do girl things. I don't know what that is, but you pray for those. You say, God, thank you for my girl things and all the cool cheerleading stuff. And you say, man, that's awesome. But it simply means this, that we have to continue to pray each and every day, every second of every day. That's exactly what that means. And so talking to God reveals our heart. Because like we said earlier, the Holy Spirit goes in front of us. Holy Spirit goes on behalf of us and intercedes, right? Really goes and helps us out. And so this last one I want to give you guys is simply this. So Ryan gave you soap last week. Who remembers what soap stood for? S was for? O was for? S-O-A-P, right? That's how you spell soap, right? O is for? Observe, observation. A is for? Okay. A is for? Apply. And P is for? So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to give you guys this one real quick, all right? If you have a piece of paper, write this down. If you don't, pull your phone out and write it down. It's this word simply called Acts. A-C-T-S. Not the book of the Bible, but a simple word is A-C-T-S. Now, someone shared this with me, and I thought it was awesome, and it radically changed my prayer life. So A-C-T-S. Everybody got that? What's the word?
A-C-T-S.
What's the word?
A-C-T-S.
Fantastic. Here we go. The first letter is A, right? It's this big word called adoration. You're like, what? I don't even know how to spell adoration. Don't worry, neither do I. So adoration is simply this. Adoration means praise, right? So when we begin our prayer, we say, dear Lord Jesus, man, you are awesome. God, you are Jehovah, which is a big word. God, you are ruler of all things. You are worthy. There's no one like you, right? So the first word is A, is praise, right? This next one is C, which is confession. Which we all know this, is we say, God, I'm so sorry for this. God, forgive me of this. Forgive me of this. Forgive me of this. Forgive me of this. So first letter was A, which is?
Adoration
or praise. Next one is C, which is? Confess. Confession. This next one is T, which is thanksgiving, which is great. Which is where we say, God, thank you for all these great things that you've blessed me with. Thank you for all these cool things that you've done. Lord, I thank you for grace. I thank you for mercy. I thank you for sending your son to die on the cross to save me from my sins so that I do not have to be eternally separated, but that once I leave this earth, I can be in eternal salvation, eternal rest with you in heaven. So the last one is a big word, and I can't even spell this word. Supplication. Shh. Supplication. Shh. So the first letter is A, is adoration. Or praise. The second letter is C, which is confession. Third letter is T, thanksgiving. This last one is supplication. Now, supplication simply means this. Is we present our requests or our needs to God. Right? Now, let's notice here how the order here works. Right? It's A-C-T-S, not S-T-C-A or S-A-C-T. No. It's A-C-T-S. Meaning this, that whenever we pray, we would simply pray like this. We would say, Dear Lord Jesus, God, you are worthy of all things. God, you are creator. You are savior. You are merciful. You are wonderful. God, I adore you. God, I thank you for loving me, all good stuff. And then we would jump into a confession. Lord, I'm so sorry for the sin in my life. Lord, I know that there's places in my life where I would fall short of what you have for me. Move on to T, say thanksgiving. God, I thank you for the clothes on my back, the shoes on my feet, the food I'm about to eat, the family, the house, the place I get to go to sleep. God, I thank you for school. Thank you for church. Thank you for all these things. And the last one should always be the smallest one. Lord, here's my needs for today. Because a lot of times, as middle schoolers, and even me, I started the other way. I jump out and say, Dear Lord Jesus, here's what's going on in my heart. Here's what's going on. God, I need this. 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 But yet I don't ever take time out of my life to sit there and say, God, thank you for this. God, you are awesome. God, I adore you. I love you. God, you are worthy to be prayed. Right, Reese? And so as 6th through 8th graders, man, we talk about, man, prayer and what it is and what we pray for and why we pray for and how we pray. Simply remember that. You can write it down, A-C-T-S. A-C-T-S. Adoration, God, we praise you. See, Lord, I'm sorry, God, I failed you. T, God, I thank you for everything that you've done. The last one is God, here's what I need. Here's what's going on. God, help me with this. Because I promise you this, is that once we fully understand that our prayer life isn't simply just a checklist of things that we need or want in life, but it's something so concrete, something so essential for us as believers to have a personal relationship with God the Father, right? We don't have to go to anybody else. We don't have to go to a priest or a pastor. We don't have to go to anybody else. We can talk to God like we can right now. I don't have to go to Jeff and say, Jeff, I need you to pray for me to Jesus. No, we don't have to do that. The Holy Spirit, like we said earlier, the Holy Spirit lives inside of us. That we could go to the Father with every need. So as we close tonight, remember this, is that when we pray, just talk to God. Just be like, God, yo, bro, dog, here's what's going down. Here's what's going on in my life. Because at the end of the day, God already knows. He just wants to talk to you. And so when you pray, remember, man, that God is worthy of everything. We should always be mindful of that, be thankful of that. We should always confess anything that goes on inside of our life. And lastly, God wants to know what our needs are, and he wants to know because he loves us. So we would simply pray like this. We would say, dear Lord Jesus, we thank you for tonight, Lord. God, we love you. We thank you. We praise you for all these things, Lord. God, I know that there's some of us inside of here, God, that have things going on inside of our hearts, inside of our lives that can cause us to fall short of the things that you want from us, Lord. But I know this, God, that with your grace and your mercy, God, you could radically change their lives. Lord, we thank you for our time tonight. Lord, we thank you so much. We could dive into your word as we learn about prayer. God, how it's not simply just a checklist of things that we want, Lord, but it's more of a relationship, a one-on-one communication between us and you. And so, Lord, I pray that you would instill that in these students' lives, God, as they continue on tomorrow in schools and in their daily life, that they would realize that prayer life isn't simply just something that we should do, God, but it's something that we should desire to do, God, because you first desired it with us. So it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.